You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Chazal says that someone is called a Kaddush when we refrain from looking at forbidden things. And we know Rebbe was called Kaddush not because he wrote the Mishnah, but because he showed restraint in the Inyan of Shmir Sinai. Yosef at Tzaddik, perhaps the greatest example of showing restraint from Shmir Sinai. We know in Mitzrayim he faced the very, very hard challenge of Eishes Potiphar, who came at him again and again to be over the Nisayon. We know even when he was sent to the dungeon, she came after him. And she said, I'm going to blind you if you're not over the Nisayon. And he was still didn't budge. And even at the end of the story, when he was brought to the palace of Paro, he did not budge when all the women in Mitzrayim were coming with their most beautiful clothes. He wasn't tempted. It's a chizik for us. It's so hard, but we can overcome it. Get siyata d'shmaya after we put in our effort. A story with Rav Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler was very, very careful about the Indian of Shmir Sinai. We know when he would walk from his house to the shul, instead of going down the main road with difficult nisayons of Shmir Sinai, he would jump over a fence in order to avoid an issue of Shmir Sinai. And one time he was walking with two Talmidim, and there was a large dog by that alleyway. But instead, his Talmidim wanted to go the main way. They were scared, they were frightened. Oh, it's a large dog. But Rav Cutler said, grab my shirt and let's go. And they were fine in the end. Because Rav Cutler was not going to risk Shmir Sinayim in order to not be bitten by the dog. He didn't care. He had so much Yir Shemayim, and it's a chizik for us. If we put our shtadlis in, Hashem will give us siyata d'shmaya. So how do we fight this? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains that the Nisayon is not fought by confronting the Yetzer Hara head on, but rather it's by avoiding it, by making fences. We have to make fences. We have to put filters on our phones. We need to avoid roads with billboards or with public swimming pools. And most of all, we need to daven to Hashem for Siyata Dishmai, because this is one of the hardest Nisayons that every Yid faces.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.